You're listening to the Chapter a Day Audio Bible. I'm John Stonge, and today we're in Isaiah chapter 39, and we'll be reading from the Christian Standard Bible. At that time, Merodach-Baladan, son of Baladan, king of Babylon, sent letters and a gift to Hezekiah, since he heard that he had been sick and had recovered. Hezekiah was pleased with the letters, and he showed the envoys his treasure house, the silver, the gold, the spices, and the precious oil, and all his armory, and everything that was found in his treasuries. There was nothing in his palace and in all his realm that Hezekiah did not show them. Then the prophet Isaiah came to King Hezekiah and asked him, "What did these men say, and where did they come to you from?" Hezekiah replied, "They came to me from a distant country, from Babylon." Isaiah asked, "What have they seen in your palace?" Hezekiah answered, "They have seen everything in my palace. There isn't anything in my treasuries that I didn't show them." Then Isaiah said to Hezekiah, "Hear the word of the Lord of armies. Look, the days are coming when everything in your palace and all that your fathers have stored up until today will be carried off to Babylon. Nothing will be left, says the Lord. Some of your descendants who come from you, whom you father, will be taken away, and they will become eunuchs in the palace of the king of Babylon." Then Hezekiah said to Isaiah, "The word of the Lord that you have spoken is good," for he thought, "There will be peace and security during my lifetime." Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for the lessons that we learn from this portion of Scripture. Lord, as we look at this portion of Scripture, we could see that Hezekiah was acting like someone who was boastful or someone who had more confidence in what he possessed than anything else. Likewise, Lord, when we look at the end of this portion of Scripture, it seems that Hezekiah is more concerned about the fact that he would experience peace during his lifetime and less concerned about the fact that those who were his descendants would bear the brunt of his foolish decision. Lord, help us to learn multiple things from this portion of Scripture. Help us to have confidence in you, not confidence in our possessions. Help us to have a sense of value and a sense of worth that's based on who we are in your Son, Jesus Christ, and not in worldly standards of value. And help us, Lord, to be mindful and thoughtful of those who come after us, not being selfishly concerned with ourselves above the needs of others or the needs of those who will live in generations after us. Lord, thank you for illustrating this for us in your word, and we pray that we would take these lessons to heart today. We love you, Lord. We're grateful for your presence with us each and every day, and we pray that by your grace that we would walk with you in all contexts of life. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Our goal is to continue to serve Christ and His church through the biblical resources we create. And with that in mind, I'd like to invite you to consider becoming a patron of this ministry. I'm partnering with Patreon to offer exclusive opportunities for me to directly connect with our ministry patrons, and I'm optimistic about the mutual benefits that we'll experience through this ministry model. So if you'd be interested in becoming a patron of this ministry, connecting in a more individual way, and helping me to continue to serve Christ and His people, please visit desirejesus.com to learn more. And you can also simply click the link in this episode's description or visit us at patreon.com/tentmaker. That's patreon.com/tentmaker. Thanks again for listening and for helping us continue to serve others.
Hey everybody, I'm Dale.
And I'm Tamara.
And we're hosts of the Kainos Project podcast,
where we help you tackle ancient Christian truths in everyday settings.
The word kainos means new, and that's exactly what we want to do on our podcast, bring something new from what is old in our faith.
And on this show, you might hear us explore topics like what the Bible has to say about student loan forgiveness, discuss how the Satanic Temple affects our view of religious liberty in America, or even question why is it that so many people are having rapture anxiety.
To learn more about the podcast, go to lifeaudio.com.